and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you hear people saying things like this? Things like, I believe that God is punishing me. Or, I'm just kind of mad at God right now. I don't know what it is. I'm just not really interested in talking to God right now. Maybe people say, sometimes I don't even know if there is a God. Do you ever feel yourself uttering, even in your own mind, these kinds of phrases? The world comes at us so fast, and especially these days as we're dealing with so many things in our community and in our lives, not only the effects of COVID for ourselves, for our community, for our businesses, but racial unrest, questions about our government and about the future of our nation and of our world, but also family matters. Coming together as family sometimes can be hurtful, sometimes can be such that children and adults don't feel safe being with one another. Or maybe your own life is seeming to kind of go out of control with all of the requirements of our world today, all of the things that we're worried about and what might happen to us or to our loved ones, the ways in which we aren't able to function in society like we want to these days, the ways in which we're forced to function in new and different ways over computers and from behind plexiglass screens. At least one study says that 53% of adults feel their mental health has been negatively impacted due to worry and stress over the coronavirus. Things like sleeping and eating and alcohol and substance abuse are all affected by these kinds of things. And these are numbers from July. We've had a whole other 5 or 6 months since then to add to these numbers, to add to the stress, to add to the confusion of our world. It seems like sometimes we feel that our world is just going to spin out of control and we're going to be left not knowing what to do, not knowing where to turn. Today we hear about Mary. Mary's life was far from simple, far from easy. She lived in the Roman Empire, but not the Roman Empire that was the big cities, not the Roman Empire that had all the wealth and all of the privilege and opportunity in society. Mary lived in a small village in Galilee, a backwater, if you will. Her family was poor. Add to that the angel's visit and the announcement of her pregnancy, that she was still unwed. You could imagine that Mary's life perhaps seemed to feel like it was spinning out of control. Societal expectations for Mary would have been strong. Expectations of a piety, of a certain expectation to conform to her faith and her religion, to submit as a woman in her society, to her family, to her husband-to-be. The expectations of being a woman in that day and of being the one to provide hospitality and homemaking. Mary would have been, along with the other girls in her community, expected to probably marry early. They say that women in those days would be married somewhere between the age of 12 or 18, somewhere in that time frame. It's enough to expect that women in those days, young women especially, perhaps felt invisible. Perhaps felt like they were the ones hiding behind a plexiglass screen. And so when Mary receives this message from the angel, this one who comes to her saying, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you," we can imagine that, as the text says, the feelings of being perplexed and needing to ponder for at least a few moments were indeed very real. Favored? I'm not so sure Mary's first expectations, first feelings would have been something more like shame, more like self-doubt. How can this be happening to me? What does this mean? What will people say? How can I go on living? The angel continues and talks about this one that will come among Mary and among her community and among her nation, that he will be great, that he will be the Son of the Most High, the one who sits on the throne of David and establishes the house of Jacob forever, one who has a kingdom that will not end. Such are the words that come to this young woman who lives in a small town away from the power structures of our world. And so it's no doubt that Mary's response is, how? How in the world could something like this happen to somebody like me? This could be wonderful news, it could be great, but how could I incorporate it into my life? Sometimes we feel like that as well. How can God use me? How can God use just little Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Kalispell? Sometimes the greatest things done by God are those about which we first asked. How is that going to work? Think about this building that we live in, that we worship in, that we come to hear the Word of God. Excuse me, something caught in my throat. This building with a cornerstone that bears the date of 1932, a time when our world was embroiled in a depression, a time when many people's futures seemed quite uncertain. Or think about your own life. Once upon a time when perhaps you were embarking on a career, wondering, how am I ever going to make it in this world? How am I ever going to have the things and do the things and be the kind of person that I am expected to be in this world? Or when you bring that little life home. I know for my wife and I, bringing that little child, helpless and needy, into our lives felt like, I don't know, the first thing about what to do with this. How is this going to work? Or maybe on the other end of life, as you begin to prepare to let go of the hand that has held yours all these years, how might I go on even when I'm not able to hold that hand any longer? The angel has words for us and for Mary here too about how the Holy Spirit will come. And that with God there is nothing that is impossible. That the tasks and the future and the doorways that are given to us to enter into will be ones that we do not cross alone. For Mary, she is able, as our story says today, to acquiesce to the expectations, to the burdens that will be placed upon her, to the worries that come upon her, that she will carry, that she will answer for. And she proclaims herself a servant of the Lord, saying, "Let it be for me, as you have said." Could that be the way in which we live our lives? Could that be the way that we respond to the stresses and to the hurts and to the pains of this world, even when we are faced with all of those things that come upon us day after day, when we're faced each day with a new thing and we wonder, can we go on? Can we make the next step happen? What about our loved ones? What about our community? What about our lives? Could our response be reminded that the Holy Spirit will come upon us as well? The Most High will overshadow us in the promises of God, and indeed nothing will be impossible with God, so that we too might proclaim those words, "Let it be." I and we together are your servant, God. Perhaps the most wonderful thing that the angel says to Mary, and says to us today as well, is that the Lord is with you. That even in our hurts, even in our pains, even in our struggles, even in our worries, that Lord is with us too. With our loved ones, with our community, and with our world. So that as we hear again this week of the angels that sing peace on earth, goodwill to all, we might be the ones that proclaim that in our lives, in our community, as we go. Thanks be to God. Amen.